and Kingsway.
Fraser and Kingsway.
Yeah, at the corner of Kingsway and Fraser.
Awesome.
It is at the Hungarian Cultural Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for more information, where should we call?
You can call my number,
778-847-2785. Okay.
Or you can call my friend's number, 604-760-6493.
Okay.
His name is Atikilt.
Okay, I hope everyone got that.
I can repeat it.
Say
778-847-2785.
Got it, everyone? All right, that's for a big Ethiopian event. Christmas and New Year's coming up January 2nd.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. Any event of the community is really fun and musical and exuberant, so you want to get there. All right?
Yes. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Have a wonderful New Year, Christmas.
You too.
See you soon. All right. Okay, so that was just tailing off on Shukshukta Radio on CITR here. Good morning, everyone. We're now transitioning into Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. Here, let me turn the levels down. Nomadic Voice. I am Danya. I would love to hear from you today. This is our last show here for 3 weeks. I'll be heading off to Peru on a bit of a musical hunt, actually. So I'm looking forward to coming back with many new gems and jewels. But for now, we're not over yet. We have some gorgeous music for you today, as always. So today was inspired by the Balkan rhythms and the Balkan instruments, and that is what's going to happen today. So to usher this beautiful 1 hour of music in, I'm going to share a little bit of Calexico with you. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece, full laden with gorgeous trumpet playing. So this is off of their album Hot Rail. This is a tune called El Picador. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR. That was Calexico off of their album Hot Rail. That beautiful piece that you were just listening to is called El Picador. That's my favorite piece off of that album. Now, on this album, there's a lot of really interesting instrumental stuff. And it is just bursting with gorgeous brass. And that's why I like that album so much. So, again, that was Calexico. They're a Tucson collective of musicians focused around Joey Burns and John Convertino. They forged an eclectic identity through their exploration of Southwestern culture. Composer Ennio Morricone's spaghetti westerns, as well as Portuguese fado, Afro-Peruvian music, 50s and 60s jazz, country and surf music, all factored into Calexico's music. And this album, specifically Hot Rail, is one of my favorite because it is so drenched in mariachi. And so it's just totally exuberant and beautiful music. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice here, and today's show is inspired by brass. That's right, inspired by brass. And so as I was choosing and selecting the songs for today, they all revolved around the trumpet, the tuba, the French horn, anything with those sort of call to action calls. There's something so joyous about a collective of brass instruments all playing together. And where to find that more beautifully done in an alchemy of sounds is in gypsy music. And so today you will hear a lot of gorgeous gypsy sounds, Balkan music, beginning with music from Macedonia. So, Uznija Redzepova, and to be honest, don't know too much about her, but I am assuming she's of the legacy of, and perhaps precursor to, Esma Redzepova, who is the legendary gypsy queen gypsy queeness from Macedonia. And so this, what I'm going to play for you first, is much more of a traditional piece. It's off of a collection here that I have called Aven Romalen Gypsy Music. And this piece is called Shunen Romalen. So again, this is Uznija Redzepova. And this is going to kick off just under an hour of gorgeous Balkan music. I'm beginning here in Macedonia with some traditional gypsy music. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR, and enjoy this next beautiful song. Sarame That was Uznija Redzepova, and that song is a traditional gypsy song called Shunen Romalen. And again, I wish I had more to share with you about her, but all I can sense is that she's one of the legendary female singers to come out of Macedonia. And assuming that she is, though not sure, but assuming, because they do share some vocal similarity traits, and they sing with the same, in a very similar style and similar music, the traditional gypsy music. So, assuming she's of the same family as Esma Redzepova. So, again, that was off of a really interesting compilation that I have called Aven Romalen, released in 2000. And I just randomly picked this up a few years ago on a little trip to the States, and it's just full of beautiful gypsy songs. So that was kicking off our Brass Balkan music for the day here. So onwards, I wanted to share with you one of the most beautiful songs off of one of my most favoritist albums today, which is Queens and Kings. I really hope they come out with something new very soon. I'm playing this all the time. This is Fanfer Kocharla. And speaking of the Redzepova family, I think, this is Esma Redzepova. And she is really the star of the orchestra on this album here. Again, there's such a celebration. There's such the creation of celebration and pure exuberance and joy that comes out of gypsy music, but specifically, I feel, the Balkan brass selections and that whole passageway of gypsy music. And so that is really the inspiration for today's show. So, Esma Redzepova, this is off of the 2007 Queens and Kings Fanfer Kocharla album. This album, this celebrated brass orchestra from Romania, team up with musicians from all over Serbia, Macedonia, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and France. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album. So I'm going to share that with you. This is Esma Redzepova. You're listening to Kol Nuridi. This is CITR. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That is the Bulgarian Chicks song. That is the second track of the debut album of Balkan Beatbox. That's BBB. That is such a dynamic, really fascinating album and group. And they released this debut album in 2005, and it's a J-Dub Records. Really, really fascinating record label. Which has released a lot of fusion Jewish stuff. If you know Gollum, I believe. And I am pretty sure that they were the first discoverers, if I will, of Matisse Yahoo. They're a really fascinating label. So that's J-Dub Records. And you're listening in the background to Balkan Beatbox. And that was off of their debut album with a little bit of a Bulgarian flair in that song there. So Balkan Beatbox, as I'm reading from the insert in the CD cover here, Balkan Beatbox came to us as a natural reaction to our surroundings. As musicians, Tamir on the drums and myself on the horns, we always try to reach the extreme ends of our instruments. As DJs, we crave the same balance. The hardcore, the revolutionary on the one hand, and the deeply rooted traditional, the ancient voice on the other, the one that took 1,000 years to brew. We pursue dialogue and new ways to define our music, whether it's infused with a Jewish, Mediterranean, Balkan, or New York City influence. So that is Ori Kaplan and Tamir Muscat from the Balkan Beatbox. I saw them a couple years ago at the Chan Center here, and they just brewed up a storm. They're such excellent performers. It was so fun. And you know what? I can't just play you one song from that. So let's look at, let's move to their next album here. Their second album called New Med. I'm going to play for you a track off that one too. And before I move on, I wanted to thank my aunt and my cousin, Julian Chagiti, for calling all the way from the shores of the Mediterranean in Israel. They're just south of Tel Aviv, and calling and telling me that they're listening to Kol Nodadi. And I love you, and thank you for calling. It's so exciting to get calls here. I'm so happy to hear when people are enjoying the music here. So the number is 822-2487. Also, before we move onwards with some more gorgeous Balkan music today, I wanted to let you know about a gig that's coming up very, very soon. And thanks to Ian for letting us know here. The Carnival Band, speaking of Balkan music, and speaking of crazy, frenetic, joyous orchestras, the Carnival Band, a local gem that we have here, and I've always wanted to hear them and listen to them, and somehow I haven't. That hasn't happened yet. But anyways, the Carnival Band, they're a community music project with 10 years of history based on Commercial Drive's Britannia Community Center. Instrumentation for the band includes all range of brass and woodwinds, drums, percussion, accordions, and of course voice. Stage shows also allow us the opportunity to join our brass, guitar, fiddle, banjo, piano, and keyboard playing friends. Many of our favorite tunes are originals by band members. The remainder of our monstrous repertoire includes samba, calypso, swing, afrobeat, jazz, funk, disco, and traditional music from around the globe. We believe that community music is grounded in collaboration with the aims of empowering individuals involved. Songs and performances are a means to creative expression and community cohesiveness rather than an end in themselves. And what's cool about them is that they're open to anyone. Apparently, they play every Monday, I believe. Maybe every Monday of the month or every Monday, I'm not sure. And it's just open for anyone who wants to go and jam and play. Just bring an instrument. It says, if you have a desire to learn and perform, we can help make your dream come true. Some instruments are available for loan, and some of the band members teach music professionally. We do this because we love it and because it makes the neighborhood smile. So this is the Carnival Band. Check them out, thecarnivalband.com. I wanted to let you know of their event coming up tomorrow night. So this is the 16th annual Winter Solstice Lantern Festival. This is apparently a really, really cool show. And it's also put out by the Secret Lantern Society. So this is happening tomorrow night, Monday evening. So tomorrow evening at Falls Creek Community Center on Granville Island. That's 1318 Cartwright Street. And they're going to start playing at Triangle Square. And I'm guessing just kind of parade out into the community center. Best gig in December. Last year we did it in the snow. It says magical performance. So it starts at 6 p.m. That's the Carnival Band. That's tomorrow evening, and it's in lieu of the 16th annual Winter Solstice Lantern Festival. It sounds beautiful. Too bad I'm going to miss it as I'm flying out to Peru tomorrow morning, but this sounds delicious. I've seen some photos of them online, and I've heard clips, and it's just beautiful chaos. It's an orchestra. So try to get to that. All right, onwards here. So this is our next Balkan Beatbox piece off of their album New Med. This song is called BB Beat. All right, see what you think of this. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR. We'll be right back. That was an old school song called Haperach Begani, The Flower in My Garden. That's a really legendary song by Zohar Argov, who was a popular Israeli singer and a very distinctive voice in the Mizrahi music scene, Mizrahi music being the very much Middle Eastern and Balkan influenced Hebrew pop music. And he was a very interesting and important figure in the emergence of Mizrahi music as a genre in itself. And his debut album in 1981 did very, very well and hit top records. His career was dotted with creative and personal lapses that were caused by his heroin addiction, which eventually led to his death at the age of 32. But his musical achievements overshadowed his personal problems. His ability to sing heartbreaking versions of his songs in live performances, even when under the influence of drugs, allowed a blind eye to be turned to his addictive rampages. And he was among the first singers, again, to achieve commercial and countrywide success in the sphere of Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, or Mizrahit musical style. This was despite the fact that his music was not mainstream at the time and radio stations gave predominance to pop music from overseas. Some believe that the great popularity of Zohar Argov and other Mizrahi singers of his time, among them Aviv Medina, Chaim Moshe, Margalit Anani, who I play on Kol Noredi, this was a response to the widespread feeling among Mizrahi Jews in Israel that they were being discriminated against by the majority or the hegemony of the European Jews. And so the themes of Argov's songs are similar to those of American country music, actually. Love, heartache, disappointments, joy, addiction. He's considered a prodigy by many in the music business, and he really had a remarkable talent for improvisation, apparently, that respected the spirit of the song while allowing him to leave his very personal mark. In any case, he left behind him quite a legacy and really was a very vital force in establishing the genre as a genre in its own right and one to be respected and one full of its own musical aspirations in its own right. So that is Zohar Argov and his music, his Mizrahi music. So what I played for you was probably his most well-known song called Haperach Begani, The Flower in My Garden. I'll just read to you a little bit of a translation of his lyrics from the Hebrew. On a clear and crisp spring day, I remember you. Already since then, I knew well that I won't give up. For you were in my eye every night and every day. You were for me as a heavenly angel in the mist. I wanted to ask you for your hand. I wanted to say to you the secret of love that is in my heart, guarded from all. I wanted to say to you, my love, I loved and it's over, for I did not dare also when it was too late. You are my world at dawn. You are mine all day. You are my world at night. You are the dream. You are in my blood, my spirit, and my heart. You are the sweet fragrance, the flower in my garden. So that is Haperach Begani, and that is Zohar Argov. And I had to fit that in there because, for me, there are some of the most beautiful trumpet riffs in that song there that I just think are so powerful and joyous there and really help to elevate and build the momentum and the energy in that song. And so it's definitely one of my favorites. And onwards, you know, a lot of contemporary Israeli music features elements of Balkan melodies and traditional Balkan beats, and that's carried over from the Mizrahi and the Sephardic world. A lot of Greek and Macedonian elements, and so in lieu of that, I had to play for you Moshika Afya, who is one of the leading Mizrahit contemporary pop musicians nowadays in the country. And so it's interesting when you think of the various strains and permutations of Balkan undertones, Balkan music, traditional Balkan melodies, and how they've kind of made their way into various other genres of music. And so now I'm going to play you some Israeli pop that definitely rings with these undertones. So this is Moshik Afya with a song called Yeshli Otach. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
חתומה בי לנצח כמו קשת ברענן, כמו קשת ברענן. יש לי ידעתי אותך עינייך באתי בנך נשבעתי שאף אחד אותך ממני לא ייקח כמו כוכב בשמיים כמו הדג והמים גם אנחנו בשניים עד הסוף יש לי אותך לאהוב ולתת לך יש לך אותי לעולם אהבתך חתומה בי לנצח כמו קשת וענן כמו קשת וענן ממריא כמו רוח, מרגיש בטוח איתך אני הולך על כל הקופה תראי אותנו, לאן הגענו הנה אנחנו כאן מתחת לחופה כמו כוכב בשמיים, כמו הדג והמים גם אנחנו בשניים עד הסוף חתומה בי לנצח כמו קשת וענן יש לי אותך לאהוב ולתת לך יש לך אותי לעולם אהבתך חתומה בי לנצח כמו קשת וענן כמו קשת וענן שמיים כמו הדג והמים גם אנחנו בשניים עד הסוף יש לי אותך
וזו היד שלך, וזה הלב שלי תקחי אותו לאט, כל כך תיזהרי וזה הגוף שלך, וזו היד שלי רוצה לנשום איתך, שתנשמי איתי ואם צריך אני כשחם וקר וגם כשחשוב לגעת בך עוד מגיע כשטוב ורע וגם כשעצוב אני אכתוב ענן שלא ירד עלייך גשם ואצנל אותך כשחם ואת כמעט כבר מתייבשת וזו היד שלך וזה הלב שלי תקחי אותו לאט כל כך תיזהרי ואם צריך אני מוכן לתת הכל רוצה לראות איתך לתת לי לשאול לשבת בפינה כשחם וקר וגם כשחשוב לקחת עוד נגיע כשטוב ורע וגם כשעצור
וגם כשעזו וזו היד שלך וזה הלב שלי תגחי אותו לאט כל כך תיזהרי
You're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR. You're listening to Moshik Afya off of his album I've Got You, Yesh Li Otach, which was released in 2003. And no, you're right, you didn't hear any brass back there, but there was some beautiful clarinet. And actually, his singing sometimes reminds me of some of the vocals and some of the melodies, the instrumentals on Kurbeti, which is gypsy music from Albania. So you know what? Stay tuned for Kurbeti. I'll share some of them with you when I come back. So again, that was Moshik Afya. Speaking of Mizrahit music, he's one of those big ones. He's very popular in Israel nowadays, and he's a star. So that was Moshik Afya. I just wanted to let you know that Kol Nodedi will be taking a little break for the holidays, well, a longish break for 3 weeks. So today will be... Today is the last hour of Kol Nodedi for the next 3 weeks. And lucky for us, Worku Ayalu, who is awesome, will be filling in. And you'll have an extended hour of Shukshukta Amharic Radio here. So I will see you back here on January 17th. So, and I'll be back with... flurry of new music and hopefully some beautiful Peruvian music. So I just wanted to leave us off here with a one last piece. And before so, I'd like to say thank you for all of you who called in today. Two of you anonymous callers who didn't leave your names, but thank you for calling in. And also Ugo, of course, and my mom, whose birthday is tomorrow. And my aunt and my cousin all the way from Israel calling. Thank you for all of you for calling. I love you. So that's that. Have a wonderful new year, wonderful holiday to everyone. See you on January 17th. And thank you to Worku for filling in and taking care of Kol Nodedi. Enjoy and have a wonderful holiday. Bye-bye.